March along, you little quilters. Drop and give me 20 stitches.
Hello, this is Darla from the Scientific Quilter. My email is scientificquilter@gmail.com. Hey everybody, we are reporting in for our third week of March for the March Along. And March Along is our 15 minutes of sewing every day in the month of March to try to motivate us to just do a little bit of quilting or sewing or preparing to sew or keep quilting in mind throughout the month of March. March Along only asks for 15 minutes, so then there's no requirements to do that, and if you fall off, that's okay. I've been missing you guys a little bit. I haven't heard as much from you guys lately, but so if you have a chance to join in and share with me what you've been doing, that would be great. I'm so excited to have so many of you guys along with the journey, and I know some of you guys are going along with the journey without letting me know, posting about it actively. Anyway, I did promise to share with you guys what people were doing. So the first thing I have, and these are no particular order, I have documented is that Valerie was making some fun flowers, little applique, really bright, pretty flowers, and she said she was having very much fun with it for March Along. We've got AJ Dub, which was making some, making some little flowers that were going to be pins for their teachers, little three-dimensional folded fabric flowers. We've got a few things from Pip or Philippa from Australia, Aussie Pip. It's hard to not say Aussie Pip when it's about Philippa. She said her March goals is to do 15 minutes of quilt-related work a day, so she's working on that. And it's because of that she's starting to get on the baby quilt and the diamond dash. And then I have another post from Philippa that she wrote a long blog post about March Along. And a lot of that was doing hand stitching for Philippa. She's reporting every day how much hand stitching she's doing and how much she's had a chance to. One day she spent a ton of time basting a quilt. One day she did a mud run in addition to sewing and hand stitching. It sounds like she's pretty busy and quilting a lot. So that's awesome. And she's doing making some pieces of Very Hungry Caterpillar fabric. I asked on Facebook, since you guys have been a little quiet. So Diane says she's been sewing string blocks and pillow covers, but then she had to spend an hour adjusting tension and it's still not fixed. So that's kind of frustrating, but that happens, unfortunately. And then Leah did some hand stitching on a kilt several days. Not any of that kilt hand stitching at the hospital. She was doing a lot of pleating on this kilt. And it's hard to say kilt and not say quilt accidentally. But it's been neat to see her working on that. So that's what I have recorded that are specifically designated March Along posts. Personally, on this week has been kind of off and on a little bit more than other. I've been doing a lot more on weekdays that I've been off a couple days this week, and so I've been doing a lot more sewing on them and not as much on the weekdays where I'm actually working. But I've done lots of things. I've pieced together the binding and the kicker binding for one quilt and put it on the front side of the small little quilt I was working on last week. I've done a fair amount of border-like stitching with thick thread. This 20, size 20 cotton signature thread that goes from like red to white to, it's either a blue or a black. I think it's blue actually. On this red and white quilt, and I mimicked a fabric design that I have on a ironing board cover. So, and it's a wishbone quilting technique that Angela Walters says she's really in love with right now. So I got that all the way quilted. Now, when I say all the way quilted, it's a small quilt, so it didn't take me that long to do. But I do know when I was working on that, I'm feeling all these little fine motor, like, muscles move that I'm not used to moving. And that might be part of what makes Freemasonic quilting seem so hard. So you're doing all this little fine motor skill muscle movement that you're not used to doing. On one day, I sat outside, and it was a really gorgeous, beautiful day, except for a little bit windy. And I have a ton of these small quilts that I had figured out the backs and figured out the batting already from previous weeks or weekends or whatever. And I have spray pasted a bunch, so I took a several hours one day spray basting and folding and trying to smooth out as much as possible. I have a lot of quilts, small quilts, prepped. One day I took apart a diamond shape ombre green fabric little quilt that I've been wanting to do for a while that I didn't want to, I decided eventually, finally, that I didn't want to do the edges crazy. So I took all the rows apart, added extra setting triangles, and three sewed them together a couple days ago. That's a lot of quilting though. I mean, between the spray basting that one day and the quilting on the other and the binding and the taking apart the other thing. Yesterday was mostly Pinterest looking. Yesterday was National Quilting Day, or as I like to say, International Quilting Day. And even like Frances went to sew with a bunch of people out in public. Fortunately, mine wasn't as productive as everybody else's, but that's okay. I had other productive days. And for my birthday, my aunt got me some gorgeous, lovely Gutermann threads, whole bunches of colors. I haven't done as much with Gutermann. I know it's a very popular brand that you see at Hancock Fabrics, maybe Hobby Lobby. But there's a lot of colors to choose from, so I'm looking forward to using them in quilts. So yay, it's gorgeous, and it's all in pretty colors, like 20 or 30 or whatever little small spools, the small spools that you see. And I have about that many, or I had that about that many before, so I doubled my spool color on thread. Yay. So I hope you guys had a great week, and keep up on it. We have 2 more weeks to go, or a week and a half, almost 2 full weeks. And thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for participating. And don't be shy. Post March Along, post 15 minutes of sewing. Those are some of the hashtags I'm looking for. Don't forget to tag what you're doing daily, or just come back and say, hey, I've been working on this. Can you tell? Let me know, or shout my name out on the little audio file. So thank you for quilting with me, and thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a great day, and keep experimenting.